a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. All-Star break is over. Technically, Astros don't get back in the saddle until Friday in Seattle. A 9-10 first pitch for your beloved Astros against the Mariners. We'll see who's starting. No one's listed in the rotation for any of the three games. Friday night at 9:10, Saturday night 8:40. Ew. And then Sunday at 3. 8:40? Who the hell decided on that? It's an MLB Network game as well, which is also kind of strange. So you can watch a national broadcast of the Astros, but not one featuring the top broadcasters from a national perspective. You'll just get the MLB Network side of things, which would probably mean that you're going to get one of the two broadcast possibilities on the MLB Network, which I would imagine would mean that you will have an option to watch the Mariners broadcast. I suppose that could be fun. Say the Astros take down the Mariners, because then you could potentially hear the misery and pain of the Mariners broadcast. But then again, if the Mariners get back to what they've been doing recently, which is actually playing all right, there's a chance that you might hear their mirth and joy. We shall see. I am very curious about this series, but of course this All-Star break gets in the way. As far as the actual All-Star game last night, I don't have a lot of care about what happened, other than it's disappointing that a 6-6 game featuring a 6-run rally is ultimately decided in extra innings by a swing-off, as it was called, a home run derby of sorts. Better version of the home run derby than the actual home run derby the day before, which the National League was able to beat the American League in. Featured names that weren't exactly exciting, and I think the reason it featured names that weren't exactly exciting is because a bunch of players left. Really feels like they don't care that much about it anymore. And again, this is true across all sports. Baseball's not exclusive. You're definitely seeing this in the NFL, where you have so many people opting out of the Pro Bowl that guys like Mac Jones end up being named a Pro Bowler. And, you know, from the basketball side of things, hey, at least everyone does show up for that. But the game itself is just such a bastardization of the sport. So, there you go. I feel like the more attention I pay to the All-Star game, the more I'm just like, gosh, I just really do not like baseball. So that might be a me problem. Maybe I need to just move on, huh? So what else is going down? Ooh, basketball news. The Western Conference just got a little tougher. A 3-time All-Star has agreed to a buyout and to join a team in one of the biggest markets that there is, and a team that made the playoffs in the Western Conference this past year. Big news, guys, from Cham Charania. 3-time NBA All-Star Bradley Beal has agreed to a contract buyout with the Phoenix Suns and plans to join the Los Angeles Clippers on a 2-year, $11 million deal with a player option after clearing waivers. There's a player option? Yeah, I would hope so. Good God, that is a terrible deal. That's awful. Listen, Bradley Beal might not really care about winning and all, but And he was making, what, $53 million this past season? That contract, what a bad one. But, I mean, it's 38%, 37% career three-point shooter. He can score. It's been a while since he's scored a lot, like he was back in 2019 and in 2020 when he was in Washington, averaging 30-plus points a game. But that's it? Is it because he's old? I mean, he has been in the league for a while, and I think his age... How old is Bradley Beal now? Bradley Beal age. Bradley Beal is 30. He's 32! Now, he's been playing basketball for a very, very long time. But, yeah, it's actually a pretty good move by the Clippers. I do like it. I'm not going to go so far as that clown, Jason McIntyre, who was on, I think, Fox Sports. He's basically like the guy Colin Cowherd has on his show to just agree with him on everything. And he's a Jets fan, so you got to know, generally, his taste is poor. Because if you're a Jets fan, like, first off, God help you. But second, I mean, you have options. You have options.
I'm so proud of my heritage as a Jets fan.
Oh, are you? You're proud of it? But he generally has some of the worst takes out there. And he thought that if the Lakers got Bradley Beal, quote, you can just go ahead and get the parade ready if they get him. He said that yesterday. Bradley Beal. But now the Clippers got him. Does he feel the same way? I think most Suns fans are pretty thrilled about Bradley Beal being off the Suns. So the Clippers in 2025 are going to be James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, and Bradley Beal. I mean, that's a pretty sick big three. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, right? So let's go. Get excited, everybody. The Clippers are back. It is the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You could probably hear a lack of energy in my voice. I blame the strep throat and or COVID. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Some people have some thoughts on the boxing side of things. Better fighter usually wins during boxing. Not so much with MMA. Yeah, it is a bit of a crapshoot out there, that's for sure. We were talking about that in the last segment. JT called in. He's excited that Manny Pacquiao is going to be fighting this coming weekend. From the 713, talking about the All-Star game. Paul, when it comes to the All-Star game, I think one of the reasons it's struggling is because so many of the players selected don't play. If more stars played, it could go a long way. Maybe give me a better incentive. What do you think? Well, there's 40 All-Stars. I think a league, if you count the players and position, the players and the pitchers. Okay, I added it up. It was a lot. I don't think everyone not playing is the issue, because generally, in the last couple of years, you have definitely seen a lot of players not get into the game that maybe would have in years past. You take a look at the All-Star numbers for last night. I think the American League only subbed out a position more than once. Once? So there definitely were some players who theoretically didn't get into the game. And obviously who had all the opt-outs and all of that. I don't think it's about an incentive. And isn't it so sad that we constantly are thinking of what is a better incentive to make guys want to play in a game? It's a kid's game. It's a kid's game with no stakes. Injuries can happen. I do get that. You would think in baseball it would be less prone to happen in an All-Star game, but I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But, I mean, the more and more incentives you're looking for these guys, they already have plenty of incentives already to play. They just don't want it. They just don't care. And I don't even judge them for it, but it's a shame that now baseball's All-Star game is feeling that same kind of pressure, you know? 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Some more quotes, some more thoughts on what C.J. Gardner-Johnson, newest Houston Texan safety, had to say on a podcast yesterday. You'll hear that on the other side. It is the Paul Gallant Show. Stay put.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston continues now.
What's happening, Paul?
What's up, Paul?
Most interactive show, and really enjoy that aspect of it. Y'all keep it up.
Get involved in the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776. Here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town, 713-780-3776 to call, to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. From the 747, in the next 4 years, what city wins the championship first? Houston, LA, or Boston? Not feeling it with Boston right now, so I'm going to put them in third. Houston or LA? And I'm guessing this is Key from LA asking based off of the phone number. Having the Dodgers is a bit of a cheat code here, because the Dodgers are expected to win the World Series this year and repeat as champs, which we haven't seen in a while. Hell, I don't think we've seen it since the Yankees did it. But that is the expectation by many. I mean, they've had more injuries than the Astros even had. Take a look at days missed, days spent on the injured list. They lead baseball by a wide margin. So just based off of that, it should be LA. You know, if the Astros are able to pull off some sort of incredible run when they've already pulled off an incredible run just to be at this point halfway through the year, given all the injuries that they're currently dealing with, it's hard to imagine them going further. Hard to imagine. I mean, I like the Rockets' chances better with Ime Udoka running the show than I do for the Lakers with Luka Doncic running the show. For those who don't know, I find Luka Doncic's game reprehensible, and I'm disgusted by it in the same way I was disgusted by James Harden. Hate it. Hate a guy who looks like he's out of shape. Hate a guy who flops and whines constantly. Hate a guy who doesn't put in any effort on the other end. He's more fun to watch than Harden was. No offense to the Harden stands out there. But like the ISO ball, dribble out the clock. Like, good luck with a culture around that in L.A. I don't think that's going to go so hot. Rams, Chargers. Chargers are always frauds. Rams versus Texans. I think they're probably neck and neck right now. Rams obviously have won one. So, yeah, if I got to pick one, probably L.A. because of the Dodgers. But I don't feel very confident saying that, you know? From the 747, let's rephrase it. Who would win the championship first, Lakers or the Rockets next 4 years? Rockets. I feel very comfortable saying that. I think moving to an organization that's going to bend over backwards for Luka Doncic, I don't think that's going to end very well. I just don't, you know? Dr. Dre on 290 says, never apologize to Harden stands. That's fair. I should never do that. But I'm trying to be a little bit more graceful as I get up there in age, you know? And to be kind, like my mommy tells me to. Anyway, hey, the Houston Texans traded for safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson this offseason. And I'm a fan of this trade. I think that it gives the Texans their first real crazy person with championship pedigree. I say that based off of an interview that he did with the Pivot, Ryan Clark, Channing Crowder, Fred Taylor, where he was asked about his reputation across the league as a habitual line stepper. Here's Ryan Clark setting him up.
It's because of the perception of you being a wild card or crazy or uncontrollable, whatever it is. But your play says Pro Bowl caliber, all pro caliber play. why aren't you, after winning a championship, two times in Philadelphia, bro, six picks each of those years, why are you now a Houston Texan and not a Philadelphia Eagle?
Scared of a competitor.
You said they're scared of a competitor?
Yeah. Simple as that.
What you mean?
You can't program a dog. Certain dogs, you can't say, be a dog, and then it's time to go out there.
I love that. Can't program a dog.
You can't program a dog.
So good. And on top of that, before hearing from him, saying that they were scared of a competitor, I mean, that's just bat bleep crazy. Just completely bonkers. They won the Super Bowl. They'd been to a Super Bowl a couple of years ago. They almost beat the Chiefs, if not for a defensive holding that allowed them to run the clock. Who knows what Jalen Hurts would have done on that last drive? The Eagles didn't have a chance to match scores with the Chiefs. He's like, yeah, they don't want somebody who's competitive. Calm down. That's a reach. And I get why he might say that. He's probably upset about them trading him. Understandably so. You were on a Super Bowl team, and you had six interceptions over the season for a Super Bowl team, and you've had six interceptions multiple times for Super Bowl appearing teams in Philadelphia. And you're like, wait, my reputation is the reason that I'm not here, that I'm somewhere else. But I like that a guy who's got that kind of mentality is going to be in the Texans locker room. I think it adds another element of toughness. They got a lot of young players. They got a lot of, I think, not swell guys. That's perhaps unfair to say, but a lot of guys who do come off as Boy Scouts. And I think you need to have somebody who has a little extra edge, and you have it with Azeez Al-Shaair already. But now you have it with a guy like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, too, in a secondary that is probably the best unit on your team. On paper, going into the year one, Derek Stingley, arguably best corner in the NFL. Two, Kamari Lassiter, arguably the best rookie corner in the NFL last year. I know a lot of people will disagree, but that guy has a lot of fight to him. I love it. And then, of course, you have Kalen Bullock, who last year was a third-round pick. What a surprise as far as an immediate impact. And for those who aren't nerds about safeties like I am, that guy has incredible range. And Ed Reed comparisons are premature, but the length and size that he has and his ability to play center field are pretty damn unique. It's hard to find a guy who can roam the deep like that. And if you have him, say, in between the hashes, throwing a ball deep downfield, 30, 40 yards or something like that, he has the kind of, I don't know if it's reaction time or if it's just flat out speed. It's definitely breaking ability, but it's more than that. Like having breaking ability as a defensive back, that's one thing. But having the ability to basically go sideline to sideline from the middle of the field and potentially make a play on the sidelines when you're basically tasked with just covering the deep middle of the field, very few guys have that skill set. And Caserio deserves a lot of credit for seeing that in him, because I'm so impressed by him last year. I heard one of those dorky podcasts featuring foreigners talking about the NFL. They were saying, like, oh, Kalen Bullock's a question mark for me. And I was like, oh, okay, so you feel this way. This is just absolute confirmation for me liking Bullock the way that I did last year. And I'm glad now all of a sudden you're starting to see a lot of hype for him going into the year. I think the Bleacher Report said he has a chance to ascend to a superstardom. I think he was eighth on their list of just players in the league who could ascend. And again, it's the Bleacher Report, take it with a grain of salt. More professional than it was in years past, especially when I was first on the scene in this industry. But this is a guy who I really like. I really do. You should too if you've watched him enough. And certainly there's been some plays this past season that weren't the smartest, but I just love the sheer range that he has. And like now you add C.J. Gardner-Johnson to that room that features those three young, talented players. Junior Broncos, I'm going to ignore that comment that you just made. It's the most disrespectful thing I think I've ever seen anyone say. Safeties are just the guys not good enough to play corner and too small to play linebacker. Easiest position to play on the defense. I'll kill you. Come over the middle. And I know Junior Broncos is way bigger than me. Come over the middle. Come over the middle. You want some of this? You want some of this? Very curious to see what C.J. Gardner-Johnson will do this season. Anyway, more from C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Here he is being asked about a game that he was continuing on that previous thought that you heard from him, talking about getting ejected from a game against the Washington Commanders.
Look at the Washington Commanders game. I got kicked out. I was nowhere near the play. Nowhere near the play. Everybody was fed up with me, and I'm like, if you go back to that play, I celebrated with Reed Blankenship. And I'm getting cursed from head to toe on the sideline and looked at Vic even get on me. I'm like, what did I do? So, you know, people in the box, they call down and they're trying to figure out why am I getting kicked. They was trying to reverse the call because guys come off the sideline. Dude, if you watch that game, the game was already heavily. That's what sparked it. Then we had like a little scrum between at practice. Nothing. It's just offense versus defense. But who's the culprit of it? Me, I guess, because I guess we're competing. When you're telling the period is live, you're telling us not to compete during a live period, but it's a live period. We're competing to get ready for a playoff game. All right, cool. Mm-hmm. It's like little antic things that, okay, so how you want to play football? Or you want me to be a leader and outspoken, but then you want me to sit back and just... I'm cool with taking the back seat.
It is very funny to hear him talk about that. I like a guy who starts a fight in practice. The Patriots liked a guy who started a fight in practice. And Rodney Harrison. You want to have guys who have a little bit of, who are a little bit, how do I say this correctly in 2025? You want guys with screws loose. You want guys who might forget that they're at practice from time to time. I think it makes your offense better. And if this team talks about iron sharpening iron all the time, I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson is going to be a great addition to this team in 2025. We will see what he does. Training camp's just around the corner. Can't wait for things to get started. It is the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. We'll get to some of your thoughts. And who is washed in the world of sports? You tell me. Washed Watch Wednesday coming up. It's the Paul Gallant Show. Stay put.
You're listening to the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
We were talking about C.J. Gardner-Johnson, his interview on The Pivot yesterday in the last segment. A couple of comments here. V-Handed on Twitch says, I like a little crazy. On the text line, one texter says, you want an unprogrammed dog. D-A-W-G. What is a programmed dog? Purebreds? Is a programmed dog the kind of dog that you see online and you're buying from a breeder or something like that? If you're one of those hoity-toity cake eaters out there, I want to have a 100% golden retriever. Well, I better have a Catalunya. If I don't, I will not be happy with my dog. Like, I got to stop speaking to the different voices. That's not going so well in the voice box / the big old golf ball tonsils right now. I'm guessing that's what a programmed dog would be. Like, what are your purebreds? No, an unprogrammed dog, that's someone that you might, you know, you're rescuing him. Although it's hard to argue that the Texans are rescuing C.J. Gardner-Johnson from the Philadelphia Eagles, who just won a Super Bowl, you know? Anyway, another text. You want guys like Ndamukong Suh with bravado.
Sue was more than bravado. And I liked Ndamukong Suh. I thought he was a great player. But Ndamukong Suh was... I don't think Ndamukong Suh had bravado as much as Suh wanted to hurt people. And listen, I think a lot of people who play on the defensive side of things, football-wise, you play it because you like hitting people. It's the one sport that you can do that. And it's fine. It's encouraged. Anyway, I'm liking what I'm hearing from C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and I think it's great that the Texans added another guy like this. This is just a rando question, and this is a rather slow day. And I apologize for talking as much about the All-Star game as I have. I really do. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, though, I feel like we should be talking about this once an hour. Which era is more beloved, the Tracy McGrady Yao years or Harden and Capella? Well, you won an MVP with Harden. You got to being a game away from beating the best team of the past decade with Harden. I love how he's saying like the Harden-Capella years. T-Mac Yao versus Harden-Capella. Like, don't put Clint Capella in the same conversation as Yao Ming. Jesus. But the Harden-Capella years and the Harden just era as a whole, that 2018 season is going to be like the biggest what if ever, probably in Houston sports the rest of the way, not just because of what happens if Chris Paul doesn't tear his hamstring. What happens if the Rockets make any of those 27 straight missed threes? It's the worst to think back on, but I think more people probably look on the Harden era fondly. Like, it's kind of a shame, and it bums me out. It's been a really long time since I've even heard in the midst of sports talk, like a texter or a caller bring up Yao Ming. It's wild. Like, it's just a thing of the past. Like, obviously Hakeem won two titles, played for the Cougs. Maybe the greatest athlete in Houston sports history. I would say he is. I know some people would say Jose Altuve. They're both definitely on the Mount Rushmore. But it is wild to me that Yao Ming, who, you know, huge deal when they get him. They even changed their look when they get him. And I mean, I know there were a lot of injuries, and maybe he wasn't Christ himself as a basketball player, but he was a damn good player. And it does feel like he's been rather forgotten. There were some great moments with Tracy McGrady too. You know, the Rockets had that winning streak, and they had that ridiculous comeback where Tracy McGrady hit all those shots and what was it, like 30 seconds against the Spurs. But I begrudgingly say this, because of how close those Harden teams got, I think it is the Harden era. I just aesthetically am disgusted by the way that the Harden era looked, you know? Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call the text, YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. Who is washed in the world of sports? It's time for a Washed Watch Wednesday.
We all know something or someone that's washed.
He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
From dating apps.
Swipe, 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 swipe.
To Skip Bayless.
It's my turn!
To Scott Boras. It's time to find out who's on Washed Watch on the Paul Gallant Show.
Washed Watch Wednesday. Who's washed in the world of sports? So, a couple of interesting ones here. I think winning a golf championship might be washed. So yesterday you heard us play those comments by Scottie Scheffler, where Scottie Scheffler basically said, like, yeah, you win and then you're on to the next one. You don't even really get a chance to enjoy it. It is weird, that one with golf and the Masters being so important, but also being at the beginning of the calendar. You got Xander Schauffele, another one of the top golfers in the world. I saw an article yesterday where he has no idea where any of his trophies are. No clue. He has no idea where any of them are. And I guess that to him too. Like, yeah, just on to the next one. When you win, you win. When you lose, you lose. And man, it bums me out. Like, it's talk about how the All-Star game, guys didn't really seem to care last night. A lot of guys were going home well before the game was over, which, you know, I get it, even though it bums me out. But Now, all of a sudden, in golf, you got a lot of guys who are like, I don't really enjoy it when I win that much. I'm going to move on to the next thing. What am I even doing this for? What even matters? It's like, whoa, why'd you all get so nihilistic so quickly? By the way, just on the golf front, this was a funny story I saw earlier. Wyndham Clark has been banned from Oakmont Country Club going forward after he damaged his locker, missing a cut at the U.S. Open last month. So I doubt that Oakmont's going to be hosting the U.S. Open anytime soon, given how much complaining was done about it and how thick the roughs were and all that stuff. But pretty funny that he's banned from it because he beat the hell out of his locker. Get better lockers, right? Come on, Oakmont. Washed Watch continues. Oh, no. Seems that Elmo is the latest figure to perhaps be hacked and crash out on X. This is the actual account. At Elmo, lots of anti-Semitic hot takes from Elmo. He also did ask for Donald Trump to release the Epstein files. But Elmo may have had a few too many drinks. I think that his account is now back to being. I'm reading the responses to this. It's like a bunch of gifs of Elmo doing cocaine and drinking alcohol. But it seems that Elmo is now firmly back in control of his account. So we like to see that. Anyway, that's a Washed Watch Wednesday. Not a lot of wash going on. Paul, why don't you wash your tonsils, you dirty, sick dog? Great point. I wish I could. I think my status for tomorrow is in doubt, seeing as we're on a remote. Hopefully, I will feel a little bit better tomorrow when we can make that happen. It is the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Last chance to dance is next. Stick around.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You want to jump in, 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. From the 747, did you say balls on your tonsils, Paul? No, I said my tonsils basically are massive inflamed balls. They're gross. Someone from the 281 got mad about me pronouncing a dog's name. Learn how to pronounce a dog's name before you try to say it. No. F you. How about that? And F your dog. Probably sucks. Oh, he never does that. Oh, he's humping someone's leg again? Oh, your entire personality is about having a dog wherever the hell you are?
Is this a dog-friendly bar? Is this a dog-friendly patio?
Kiss my ass. Your dog sucks. Anyway, hey! What's going on? It's garbage time, everybody. Garbage time. Garbage time. See this? Hear about this? Hannah and Haley Cavender are two strong, powerful, independent women who play basketball. That's fun. And get this, because they're also internet sensations. Get this. They shared a TikTok to tell the news they're undergoing boob jobs. Yeah. Now, that's kind of a weird move to make towards the end of your basketball career, right? Like, wouldn't that potentially affect it a little bit? The two teased the decision earlier this week with a video of them in the gym mouthing along to a voiceover that says, "Say goodbye to these little itty-bitty you-know-whatsies, biatches, because 24 hours from now, I'm going to have a rack." I mean, I don't know. I think they look fine without them, but I'm an ass man. Not a boob man. So there you go. What else is going on? In garbage time. Ooh, see this? Hear about this? So this is the life of an influencer. Just like the Cavender twins, things can hit you hard. You could go from one day being at the top of the internet Mount Rushmore to being hated moments later. So there's a man who got 900,000 followers by showing his very mundane life on TikTok and his very mundane 9-to-5 job. And eventually he got to a point where now he has decided, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to become an internet person full time. I mean, he has 900,000 followers on TikTok. Makes sense, right? Well, now everyone thinks that he has rug pulled his audience now that he's trying to create content that is not related to how much he hates his job. And now everyone hates him. Hates him! Anyway, there you go. What a bummer for that man, you know? Social media comes at you fast. Another influencer in trouble. An influencer flew commercial with 50 pounds of drugs from Atlanta to Brazil. Wait, he did it. Wait, don't you do it the other way? Don't you do it the other way? $3 million worth of drugs. 34.39 pounds of hashish. 12.35 pounds of THC wax. 4.6 pounds of marijuana and 1.21 pounds of pasty marijuana were found. He was charged with marijuana trafficking, released. I mean, he's doing this the wrong way, number one. But number two, this guy is an influencer. His name is Vance Randolph. His social media is incredibly insufferable and kind of what you would expect. He's got the broccoli cut and everything. And one time, he did a celebrity fight and he got knocked out. First punch. It was the first punch. You should watch it out. It's very, very fun to see this guy get knocked out. But, you know, life of an influencer, it's tough. You know, you might be rug pulling your audience. You might be trying to fly commercial with $3 million in drugs. And sometimes it just doesn't go so well for you. This bummed me out a little bit. Because I would like to have a much easier way to get the bleep out of things that I've signed up for and not have to, like you do with the Houston Chronicle, call to cancel. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, was going to require businesses to obtain a customer's consent before charging for memberships, auto renewals, and programs linked to free trial offers. But they have backtracked, and this click-to-cancel rule has been blocked by a federal appeals court. Oh, that's kind of BS. There's a lot of things that I think I'm subscribed to that I no longer want to be subscribed to. So it would be nice to have something like this. Alas, earwax. I guess it's just not going to happen. We had an interesting text a little bit earlier, and I do find this to be garbage. I'm really surprised by this. So, I've known that you can watch Astros-Rangers games if you have a Fubo TV subscription on not just the Space City Home Network, but also on the Rangers TV network. But did you know that CW39 in town is broadcasting Rangers games? This is what Humberto Hormaza, the vice president and GM of broadcast and digital operations for CW39, said earlier this year. Quote, "We are thrilled to bring Texas Rangers baseball to even more fans across our region, giving viewers more ways to follow a Texas championship-level team." End quote. Whoa! Can't say that. So I guess CW39 is airing 15 regular season games and 4 spring training matchups involving the Rangers. I would imagine that most of these involve the Houston Astros playing the Texas Rangers. So it actually makes a little bit of sense. But that is actually very surprising that CW39 has that. Texter says, hate that you have to go in person to cancel your gym memberships. That is a good point. Yes, like my terrible gym. Oof. The worst. So there you go. What else is going on in garbage time? It's garbage. We do it at the end of the show. A photo of Jennifer Love Hewitt has gone viral, and people are very hard on Jennifer Love Hewitt. So Jennifer Love Hewitt, strong, powerful, independent woman, but now a mother of three, doesn't look the way that Jennifer Love Hewitt used to look way back in the day when she was throwing 800 million miles per hour. And people are hating on her. Not cool, man. Jennifer Love Hewitt is forever a saint. Like the eternal Mount Rushmore of strong, powerful, independent women. Jennifer Love Hewitt in the movie Heartbreakers is probably at the top. And if you disagree, well, hate to break it to you, but you're gay. And listen, not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that's the facts, okay? So stop slandering my girl. That wasn't nice. She still looks good. She's got three kids. Not everyone's going to look like effing Elizabeth Hurley or some of these other strong, powerful, independent women that aren't aging. Selma Hayek, you know? Appreciate the ones that do, but goodness gracious, guys. Cut my gal some slack. What else do we have? Ooh, see this? Hear about this? Megan Thee Stallion is really going social media official with Klay Thompson. So she's dating Klay Thompson, number one. And number two, they're not only are they like being seen in public, holding hands, hard launches, etc., etc. Now, you know what they're doing? They're going on TikTok and they're opening La Boo Boo, which are these weird ass looking Furby things, together, and she's sitting on his lap while doing it and wearing pretty much nothing while doing it as well. I think she's opening up La Boo Boos while wearing a thong while sitting in Klay Thompson's lap. So there you go, everybody. They are more than hard launching. Anyway, guys, that's going to wrap up today's edition of the Paul Gallant Show. Hopefully I'll be feeling better tomorrow so I can join everybody out and about. Big thanks to AJ Russ and for Sean Mapes once again. Big thanks to our callers, texters, twitchers, YouTubers, and everyone who listened on the app or just on 97.5, 92.5, or on 97.9 HD2. I am merely Paul Gallant. The Killer Bees are up next. So long, farewell, and have yourselves a wonderful Wednesday. Peace!